Sarah, and Vinny.
Today we have Jennifer. She's the executive director of student nutrition services for the SF School District. She's talking about on a regular school day, they provide 30,000 meals to children across the city. But since last Tuesday's employees are coming in every day and putting together meal bags for nutritious meals for children to take home. These folks are coming in despite the shelter in place across the state because they know how much the babies need it, you know, their babies. They're leaving their families, even their own children, to do this. So I think we have her on the line. Yeah, Nicole?
Jennifer, are you there?
Hey there. Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you? So I tell me your title once again, essential worker.
So I'm the head lunch lady of San Francisco Unified
You're
School.
You're the lunch lady. We
Get
love the lunch
out
lady.
Of here.
Oh, that's funny. So you guys are continuing to provide meals for people who maybe count on these meals.
This Hold is, on. This is Jennifer, can I just ask you a quick question? So you said that with such a smile on your face. I could hear the smile on your face. Is
yes.
that your move? Is the I'm the head lunch lady? Is that your when you intro yourself to people?
It can be. It depends on my audience. And so with this particular audience, for sure, I'm definitely the head lunch lady.
How fun. Okay, I'm so sorry to cut you off, Sarah. Go on.
No, honestly, we're all like, who doesn't have memories of the lunch lady?
Right.
You know? Although I don't
have a hairnet on right now, but yes.
No. Oh, well, that's, you know, acceptable. It's fine. You're an essential worker.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, we had this one lunch lady, and man, she was so mean. Like, she would just give you'd be like, could I please have a little bit more mashed potatoes than that? And she would just, you know, I guess they have to make it stretch through the whole school. But actually, so you guys are providing lunches for, I assume, for people who maybe wouldn't get to have some lunch if it wasn't for you guys providing that.
Exactly it. I mean, our families depend on our school meal program during a regular school year. And now, as we are in this point of crisis, our families are really needing it. Families are losing their jobs or they're having to stay at home because our schools are closed. And so they just don't have access. So we're not only San Francisco Unified, but up and down the state and across the country, our lunch ladies and gents are staying open and we're providing these meals for our families every day.
Well, it is terribly inconvenient, our whole need to eat thing.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you guys are out there. What are you, how are you, having a hazmat up every day or how are you dealing with this whole thing?
Well, we're definitely ensuring social distancing and we're using everything from signs to sidewalk chalk to make sure that folks are staying separated while they're queuing up in line. And then we're just making sure that we're passing food to our customers at times in different locations. People are even doing drive-up service, but San Francisco is such a public transit and walking community. We don't have that ability to do that in our community. So people are walking up to schools and we're just passing out bags. Right now, this week, we're doing it daily. And then next week, we're moving to really help ensure the shelter in place, we're starting to do multi-day food bags. So on Monday, families are going to be getting food for Monday and Tuesday. And on Wednesday, they're going to be getting bags with Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday meals.
Wow. So do you need volunteers? Is there, or is this something you guys are able to handle? That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Right now, we're doing pretty good with staff, and but money is always really appreciated. We do have this gap, and we're trying to fulfill a need. So if folks go to sfusd.edu/school-food, there's a way for you to sign up to donate, but also to sign up to volunteer as well, because we might get to the point where we do need volunteers.
Right. And that's, you know, that's feeding people is probably among the most important things. I guess behind immediate health care needs, you know, we need to eat. That's one of the things about being a human. Well, Jennifer, thank you. Anybody you'd like to do a shout out to, somebody to thank or someone just to say hi to?
Well, I just really want to thank all of my folks that are going out there every day and all of the school lunch heroes across the country and up and down the state. And I really want to appreciate my sister, Buffy, for encouraging me. Yes, Buffy, for encouraging me to sign up for this. And she's a big fan of you and Vinny. And I've been listening to you guys since you started. So I really appreciate everything you're doing. And thanks for staying on the waves and keeping us going,
it
too.
It feels like the least we can do, quite frankly, when we hear about what some people are doing out there. Thank you for being a hero.
Hey, Jennifer, by the way, can you repeat that website again? sfusd.edu/ what was that?
School food.
School food.
Okay. And are we going to be putting links up to some of these?
Yes, actually, we're going to have a homepage on the radioatlas.com for all of our Capeless heroes and where you can find their information and how you can help.
Perfect. Jennifer, thank you so much for everything that you've done. And to your friend, to your sister, Buffy, thank you for listening. And thank you for being part of the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.